Last spring, for our series, The Blind Spot, we spoke with two young women who were calling Madison and Kylie. Those aren't their real names, since one of them is a minor. They were both battling addictions to methamphetamines. To escape, they moved to Wasilla to get away from their friends and families who are still using.
Okay, if you try to quit and you're still around all those people that do drugs and all the druggies, then...
It makes it 1,000 times harder.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, Madison and Kylie have lost their housing in the valley and have moved back to Anchorage. They came into KSKA to talk about how they're doing now. Initially, they were staying with Kylie's dad, who was still using meth.
And we did see some of our old friends, but it wasn't as bad, I guess, as I thought it was going to be.
We just basically ignored them, though.
Yeah.
But even though they were, even though it's not good to be around them, because it was actually really hard for us being with her dad, because, you know, we knew what they were doing in the back room, and so we're just, like, out there in the living room, like,
alone all the time.
Yeah.
Didn't really see him, even for living with him.
How did you keep resisting?
By looking at all the people that were in the house.
And how, like, far we've seen them fall.
Like, how crappy they were compared to how awesome we were, basically.
Did you start job searching? Apartment searching?
We didn't want to start job searching at that point until we had a stable place to live, because we knew we weren't going to stay with her dad for very long, and we didn't really want to. And it's really hard to get a job, you know, when you don't have a stable place to live, because it's just not.
So how did you end up finding a stable place to stay?
We actually moved back in with my cousins, which we had stayed off and on with them when we were trying to get sober before we actually did stay sober.
How does it feel being around someone about your own age, your cousin, who's clean?
I really like being around my cousin all the time. It's like a good environment. He helps us a lot more than most people do. He's there for us more than most people are, so.
He really wants us to do good.
It's nice having that.
He's kind of like a parent.
So it's really nice having him around.
Mm-hmm. He has a car and he's always like, okay. And he like checks in with us, like, if he's at work and we're supposed to go to work, he'll call and be like, okay, I'm calling just to make sure that you're awake and getting ready for work and, like, whatnot.
So
he's very motherly.
So he's,
well, I say motherly spoiled. Because he's so gay also.
Oh.
Not fatherly, he's motherly, but...
Is it nice to live with someone else who's gay, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot easier, because...
You can just relate on a different level, even though he's a gay guy. He can still...
There's just, like, jokes we can make with him that you can't usually make with other people, and they would be like, well, how do you not get offended at that? Because you're making fun of gay people. It's like, it's okay with us, because we know we're all joking, we're not being serious.
You have a stable place to live. You have positive influences in your life. Are you working?
I work in the Fifth Avenue Mall. I like the environment with everybody. I like being able to help people and feel like I'm actually... helping somebody with their day, even if it's something as small as, like, selling shoes to them. So.
What about you?
Well, I recently just lost my job because I was late one time. But I'm trying to get a job just anywhere. I don't even care where I'm. Well, I just want a job, you know? I want to get a job back at the teen center, which is where I'd worked before I went to Wasilla.
What about school?
We're kind of like in between schools right now. Yeah. I'm hoping to maybe go to SAVE because that's the school that I've wanted to go to.
So how are you two doing? Last time we talked, you guys talked about how you got annoyed with each other when you were on drugs, but you're better when you're off.
Yeah, we still fight.
She's still annoying sometimes.
So are you. But we're actually planning our wedding in 2 months. She doesn't do very much of the planning.
That's what my best friend is for. They're planning away, and I'm like, thank God.
She tried telling me she was going to wear jeans to the wedding, and I told her I would walk, like, turn around.
I said some black skinny jeans, like, that's classy, right?
Yeah. No.
So, why marriage? I'm sure you've heard it 1,000 times before. You guys are real young.
Yeah, a lot of people have given us their 2 cents. On why we shouldn't get married.
We've been together for, like, a really long time.
Like a year.
Yeah.
A year and a half. But we've been through a lot more than most people would in, like, 20, 30 years of marriage, so. We've put each other through a lot more, too, so. We know we can get through it all. We've actually come really far than how we used to be. And talking things out, and we've been doing a lot better since getting sober and coming back.
I feel like we've reached like a whole
different level.
Different level of ourselves, yeah.
I really like what we do. Yeah, I really like the way that we are now. Like drinking and all the things that most kids our age do isn't entertaining at all to us anymore. The most like entertaining thing we do is we've tried to go like geocaching, and we like go home and we'll eat a bunch of candy and watch horror movies.
We do stuff that like older people do that everyone thinks are boring.
I don't know. I think it's really fun.
That was Madison and Kylie, two young women who are supporting each other to overcome their meth addictions. We met them first last spring for our series, The Blind Spot.